I got a little off track this morning, seeing in my Twitter feed a long-form article about a hitman. Really, the lengths a husband went to secure such an end for his wife. I hope your morning started nearly as cheerfully as mine. Based on email records and worse actions, a Midwestern IT guy was shown to spin deeper and deeper into evil. It makes me think of our Gospels these last 2 days. Both have included, similar to this morning's, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God remains upon him. Normally, when we think of these eternal realities, we think of the next life, heaven or hell, as the forever destination. John's third chapter seems to be saying something a little more, though. Has eternal life. The wrath of God remains upon him. These are present tense verbs, not stuff for a later future date. Every Easter reminds us of the good work God has accomplished, good work we participate in now, but only fully realize later. I think this is the way to understand these references. Belief in Jesus Christ gives us something of eternal life now. Disobedience gives us something of God's wrath now. They're not once and for all choices, but it should remind us in our day-to-day, the selections we make now, of their importance now. Are we tasting heaven or getting a sample of our own selected hell? Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. We have many contrary examples to this in the world. May we start grasping the gift God wants to begin giving to us. May our belief bring us to life, life to come, life right now.